Today, the gospel lesson comes from Matthew in the 20th chapter, starting at the first verse. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. And when he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And at about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' And they said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then go on to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last workers worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have bore the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." This is the gospel of our Lord today. Thanks be to God. Most of the times when you watch a bunch of kids play, it won't be long before you hear one of them say, "That's not fair." Or if you are at a kid's birthday party, one kid gets 5 cookies and another one gets 4. You once again hear them say, "That's not fair." This reminds us how deeply entrenched we are with the idea of fairness. Now, maybe it's just me, but I don't think so, because I'm willing to bet that you all have at some point counted the amount of cookies you've gotten, or how much you've gotten paid compared to others, or if you have gotten treated the same as everyone else. Adults, not just kids, want fairness too. More often than not, we use fairness rather than love, welcome, forgiveness, or generosity as a measure by which we judge other people or life situations. We also see fairness based on what we deserve, how hard we work, what we achieve, or in the way in which we behave in our world. And today we hear about the kingdom of heaven being different, very different than the real world. Because in the parable today, Jesus talks about the landowner who needs workers for his vineyard. And one day he goes out into the town multiple times. What's interesting, he does not wait for the workers to come to him. He talks to them, discusses a daily wage, asking, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" and hires workers for his vineyard. Some work all day, others half a day, others a quarter of a day, and still others for just 1 hour. At the end of the day, the landowner does 2 things, and this is where we experience the grumbling of the workers of the beginning of the day as they experience the gift of grace. The tough part of this is that this is often our human response to God's generosity: grumbling when the gift of grace is offered. The first thing the landowner does is have the manager pay the last people the landowner hired, those who only worked 1 hour, before anyone else. And the second, the manager pays them a full day's wage. As the manager proceeds to pay everyone else the exact same amount, including those who had worked all day long, those who worked less than a full day responded gratefully by accepting the grace of the landowner and going on their joyous way. There was, of course, an angry not-so-nice response by those who were paid last. Jesus even says they grumbled against the landowner and complained to his face, "These last worked only an hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat," they say. These grumbling workers felt angry and thought that they should have received more. "We are not equal to them," they said. "We have done more. We are worth more. Why shouldn't we be?" If those who only worked a few hours got a denarius, surely those who worked double, triple, quadruple that amount of time would get paid more. It is, after all, only fair, right? Wouldn't we not expect this to be the arrangement? Are these not the terms of capitalism and consumerism of today? This is where we are blessed by the gospel truth. Grace turns what you think upside down. Yes, the workers saw a business arrangement, yet the landowner went out to build relationship. The bottom line for the landowner of the vineyard is not money. It is mercy, compassion, and grace. Sometimes this is so hard for us to understand in our world today, and it was even in Jesus' day. Therefore, the workers, not all of them, and not all of us, grumble in the face of God's grace. We think we would receive more because our sinful ways get in the way. As Jill Delafield says in her commentary, "This is how the world works. Merit, not mercy. Grit, not grace. Contract, not covenant. Transactions, not trust. Payment for services, not ongoing relationship." As things are turned upside down in the parable by the landowner, we get to see the bigger reality when Jesus tells us that God, in God's endless mercy, does not give us what we deserve. Because why do we envy God's generosity to others when God has been unbelievably generous to us? Imagine if we actually responded with gratefulness for the grace given to us and celebrate when others join us in God's kingdom of heaven, in God's vineyard, our church, our community, no matter what hour they arrive. What if we truly celebrate God's generosity to us and others with no strings or feelings attached? The simplest and hardest way of living the life of discipleship may be not giving into the worldly ways of life. That we will and we should receive more, and therefore others should receive less. That's not the way. Because in a world in which society is always on the search for more, and we struggle to rejoice in God's grace that cannot be calculated, and to live out our possibility rather than continuous seeing weakness, as we strive, and God calls us to strive, to live out of possibility, the possibility that God continually and so gracefully gives, the landowner reminds us today in this gospel. He says, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" The landowner, God, is inviting us, friends, all of us, into a deeper relationship. Into genuine, generous relationship. The landowner who calls them friend, I believe, is also inviting them to see their co-workers, even the ones who showed up for just an hour, to see them differently. We don't know at the end of the day why those last workers weren't hired early, but we hear because no one has hired us is what it is. The landowner doesn't care. When he sees that they are available, he just hires them and pays them what everyone else gets. The world says it's not fair. Grace says, the landowner says, God says, it's more than fair. In our communities, state, and world today, we're having a lot of conversations about fairness. To use another word, equity or justice in our community and world. And not just conversations, but we are asking a lot of questions. What does equity look like? What does justice look like? What is fair about what is going on right now? What does God want from us, expect from us as individuals and as a congregation? Of course, there are not always easy answers to these questions, but we have to start with relationships, like the landowner did, in order to start to have these conversations around these types of questions. We have to be willing to share our stories, to listen to the stories of others, and to especially to listen to the stories of those we don't know well. Because we never heard about the workers sharing their stories today. Yes, it's not easy to share our stories. It can be painful, it can be challenging, and it will absolutely take us to step up and be vulnerable. But I think it's something we have to do in order to close the gap in our solar-sized system cavern in our society today. Yep, we don't have all the answers, and we don't always agree. Yet we absolutely need to start listening to each other, even when we stumble upon our words. Listen to those in our congregations, to those we usually listen to, especially to those we don't and those that are beyond us. We need to enter into our conversations recognizing that we will fall short. And we will never have the perfect words, just our heartfelt ones. We have to remember that we have biases, we have preconceived notions, and we have misunderstandings, and we have inherited fears. And they will get in the way. But thankfully, even when we make mistakes, and yep, they will happen, at the end of the day, after a full day's work, or just an hour, it's actually not about deserving, but rather about being known and loved for who we are. Certainly not because of the color of our skin, or our achievements, or our lack of them, but simply because each of us is called friend, and given the gift of grace. And as you grab on to that gift of grace, we need to stop comparing ourselves and our life to others. And it will allow us to make room for grace to emerge. And as we do this, you will place trust that in God's world, there is enough room for everyone. And as we proclaim this, you will be part of the generosity towards this resource. Finally, this may be the hardest one of all, to make no judgments of yourself or others. God reminds us today that the last will be first and the first will be last. Because whatever is right isn't about fairness, it's about grace. And making things right takes all of us coming together, building relationships centered around peace, love, and grace, lifting up justice in our communities and beyond. Thanks be to God. Amen.